Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, moms, I got a question for you. It's a loaded one, but I just want you to be honest. Right now in your life, if you could pause time, and that means you're pausing the age of your children are not going to get any older, okay? You're going to pause the age of your children. You're going to pause time, and you can live life again with no kids. How long would you like to go before going back to life with kids, all right? 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. I know it can sound a little confusing, but so for instance, you know, I got a three-year-old right now. If I could pause time, because, you know, the reason why I'm asking this question is you don't realize how much stuff you didn't do before you had kids, and you don't realize like how much free time you actually had before, you know, before you had kids. And it's one of those, like, after the fact, God, hindsight's 2020. I wish I would have known all this. But now that you do, you have this button where you can hit pause and you can go live a child-free life. How long would you want to live a child-free life before coming back and then hitting unpause, hitting play, and going forward with your life as usual? So I asked this question of Cassie. I asked it of another friend. Don't ask me why this popped into my head. Obviously, something deeper seated is going on here. And I was like, 6 months. I think, give me 6 months so I could go do some traveling, get some sleep, and then I'll come back refreshed and ready to tackle. I asked Cassie, and you said...
Pretty sure I said 5 years.
Yes! But a long time.
I think I misunderstood this. Like, if I could do that and forget that I had children, 5 years for sure. But if I was going to remember that I had kids, then it would have to be shorter. It would probably be like 2 months because I'd miss them too much. I know it's a sappy thing. But yeah, 5 years would be, I feel like that would be enough time to knock out everything that I really wanted to get done.
What would you do in those 5 years?
Travel. Lots. Mm-hmm. Worldwide traveling for sure.
All right, Kaylee, welcome to the Burt Show. You're a mom. If you could pause time, how long would you like to go back to your childless self? For how long?
So, I am a single mom of 5 boys.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
Sorry. So that was out loud. My bad, girlfriend.
It's crazy. I have a 1-year-old to a 12-year-old. So, it's all
a lot.
Even yeah. I think I would pause time for a solid year, just like 1 year, mm-hmm. but I would probably sleep for like 6 months of that.
I think sleep's going to be a very popular response. 1 year so she can get some sleep. Sharita, thank you so much for joining the Burt Show. All right, your mom, this does not mean you don't love your kids, but if you can just hit the pause button, how long would you like to go childless before going back?
Oh, let me tell you. I would push pause for like 5 to 7 years.
Really?
And I love my daughters. I really do. But I would be in these streets. If I can be outside as much as I want to be outside, baby.
Talk that talk.
Right. I have the job I have now, the money I have now. Call me somewhere in another time zone, because baby, I'm not coming back for 5 years.
It got five years.
4 years.
I appreciate your honesty, Sharita. Thank you so much.
To the streets.
Morgan, welcome to the Burt Show. All right, you're hitting that pause button. You're going to be your childless self again for how long?
Let me do the next 3 years so through law school, so I don't feel like I'm neglecting my children.
I can appreciate that.
You're going to be responsible
sure.
with your free time.
I know, right? I do. I love the fact that people are willing to share how long and also what they want to do with their time. That makes total sense, Morgan. Thank you. All right, here's our unicorn, Allison. All right, Allison, you wouldn't pause time at all.
No, I wouldn't. So I have two older kids, and we just had another baby, my husband and I. And honestly, when they get a little older, I felt like their responsibilities were less, and we chose to have a baby again because we missed it. So I think, honestly, it sounds good, but I think I just miss being mom. I think that's just more of who I am. Even I work a full-time job, but I think mom is, you know, that's my thing.
Hey, that's beautiful, Allison. Congratulations. You're literally the only one. All right, Essence, welcome to the Burr Show. You're going to pause time. You're going to go back to your childless self for how long, and what are you going to do with that time?
I need 10 whole years.
Oh, a decade.
I have 7 children, 2 sets of twins at the bottom.
Ooh.
Wow.
I've been a mother for 29 years, and I'm 45. Do the math. I need 10 years to just do me. I don't even know what it feels like to do me.
Yeah.
So wow. I need that.
God bless you.
All right. Well, we can dream. Just dream
Dreaming
about
hard.
That. Dream
Dreaming
hard.
The Burt Show.
Okay, we are about to start texting for Gail here, who is in one of the most interesting situations I have ever seen. She wants our help to get a date with a dude that already knows her but doesn't realize that he already knows her. Do I have that right, Gail?
You have it perfectly correct. We went out about 5 years ago. We met at a wedding. We had a great time. I thought we had a great time. But then I never heard back from him, and I didn't want to be pushy. But I thought, okay, no big deal. And then I ran into him recently, and it looked like he didn't even recognize who I was.
And why wouldn't he recognize you?
I have no clue, because my hair has changed. It's 5 years later. I guess, I don't know. I don't know why he wouldn't recognize me. I thought, you know, we had a good time, but maybe I didn't stand out in his head.
Well, 5 years, do you change that much in 5 years? I mean, were you guys really hammered the first time you guys, like, were hanging out?
No, nothing like that. And maybe it wasn't as great of a date that I thought it was.
So it was only one date that you went out with this guy?
One date.
Yeah, the guys that I've only been out with once, like, if you lined them up, I wouldn't be able to tell you who I did or didn't go out with, unless it was, like, a horrible experience or something, like, incredibly amazing. If you only went out once, I kind of feel like the date probably wasn't that memorable. Not to be a hater, but...
I guess it would depend on how many people you date. Because if you date a lot of people, I think it's understandable. I don't think I would forget someone that I went on a date with within 5 years, though.
Hey, Gail, your email submission had something that you're neglecting to tell us here on air. And I don't know if it's because you don't want to share it or not.
So Kristen's going to call you out anyway.
Well, no, but you did have a surgery that changed altered your face.
It was minor surgery. I mean, I got a nose job.
Okay.
Oh, hey, girl, hey.
Well, I mean, if it's as subtle as Abby's, it's not like Abby walked in here one morning. We're like, who is this strange person?
Well, it was Kristen's reaction, actually.
I was looking at Abby like a dog looking at a whistle, like, huh?
Although it can be very deceiving. Like, if you look at, was it Jennifer Grey from,
yes.
right? What was she from? Dirty Dancing. When she got her nose job, she looked like a completely different person.
I also think Ashley Simpson, like, her nose job was very drastic, and it changed her quite a bit. I think Blake Lively's nose, her nose job changed her face quite a bit. So if you change your hair color and you had a rhinoplasty, it is highly likely, and you only went on one date 5 years ago, he may have zero mm-hmm. recollection of who you are. So do we go in as like it's a second date, or do we go in as like she's a completely different person?
Well, it depends how bad the first date was or how good it was.
Yeah, what was the energy on the first date?
I think it was amazing.
Was there a second date?
No, they went out once.
No.
Okay, then would he think it was amazing?
Yeah, then the chemistry wasn't amazing. Right. So we're working against two things here, Gail, in reality. A, you have a fond memory of this great first date, but to be honest with you, if it was that great, like Mo said, he would have already hit you back after that. And the second thing is, your appearance might be more drastic than what you're seeing in the mirror, so he wouldn't recognize you. So I think we are walking into a hornet's nest here. If you reach back out to him for a second date when he didn't enjoy the first date, I don't know that does you any good. You might want us to text as an entirely new person.
Do we change your name and everything?
Yeah, because if he, we go into it with her being a new person, I think that's a better idea, unless there's a chance he could find out that you're lying, because then that's not going to look good either.
Well, here's the problem. We can't text as a completely new person, because why would this random stranger have his number?
Mutual friends at the party. Duh.
Duh. And then when he asks about what said about said mutual friends, they're like, we don't know Deborah.
Well, we don't even want to call out who that person is.
Yeah, okay. It's dry snitching.
But I don't know if guys do this or not, but if you have somebody's number and you have a bad date with them, do you change their name to something like horrible date, do not answer, do not reply? So if we texted and it would pop up in his phone as do not reply.
I've never done that. I normally just delete the number.
I know girls do that.
No, I don't do it. They're either in my number or in my contacts as like Josh Hinge, Josh Bumble, or I don't save their number, period. So it's just like 727, blah, blah, blah.
What if she texts him and it comes up as big nose, bad hair?
Hey, yeah.
If we send a selfie, it's like, it couldn't be big nose, bad hair. Put her hair in her nose.
Completely different person now. Okay, so we can go in one of two directions when we come back here, Gail. We can hit him with honesty that he didn't remember you, or we can set up the date as a new person, and you can reveal exactly who you are while you're on the date. Okay, so take a couple of minutes to chew on that. And when we come back, we'll start texting Tudor, okay?
Okay.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Gail hits us up and she wants our help texting a guy that she went out with before, like what, 5 years ago?
5 years ago, one date.
She thought the chemistry was great. He never hit her back, so we're guessing he didn't think the chemistry was as great as she thought. Well, it just so happens that she ran into this dude again recently. He didn't recognize her from 5 years ago. She's still attracted to him. She wants us to text him. And at this point, we're not exactly sure where to go with it. Do we text him as Gail from 5 years ago, or a completely different person? And then she just reveals on the new date that was me from 5 years ago. Let's ask Gail what she wants to do.
I like the honesty approach.
I'm with you, Gail. It's going to backfire.
If he finds out later on, it's going to be like bait and switch.
Yeah, you're going to look psycho.
You are, and you can't get out of it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we can hit him with the honest route. I'm just not encouraged because there was no second date.
Well, who knows why there wasn't? Maybe something had nothing to do with her. It had nothing to do with their chemistry. We always say that relationships tend to have to do a lot with timing, and maybe it just wasn't the right time.
Perhaps.
And maybe the time is now with her new hair and new nose.
Maybe so. Maybe so. All right, so we'll take the honest route.
Okay.
All right, Gail. When is the last time that you and he had any texting interaction at all? Was it 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So there was no interaction at all.
So when we text him, your past text messages are going to pop up. So, there would be no way to hide it anyway. Because we would have to be like, hey, this is Gail, who you met at the party. You'll probably see previous text messages. It's because we went on a date 5 years ago.
And he's going to see that he didn't respond and ghost to her. We might not get a response back at all.
Well, he could have gotten like a new phone or something. I don't think I have text saved from like 5 years ago because I've switched phones so many times.
Really?
I delete my text a lot too, so that is possible.
Oh, girl.
I don't delete anything.
I don't delete anything.
Uh-uh. I'll keep that in mind.
So he may say, hey, new phone, who this? Once he sees who it is, we don't know.
Okay.
I say we just start off casual.
Okay.
Don't.
Want to bang? Like,
I guess there's different levels to casual.
Want to take a ride on this new nose? Hey, you're not. It's not a fresh one. Like, you can actually like have some fun, right, Gail?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Her nose is ready to party.
Well, I know Abby. She couldn't even wear sunglasses for like 2 months.
Right.
Yeah. 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Gail, let's. He doesn't know you have his digits. So let's hit him up and be like,
how about something like, hey, want to hear a funny story?
Yeah,
hey,
I like it.
Hey, it's Gail. Want to hear a funny story?
It's hard not to answer that.
Yeah.
Right. You would want to know the story.
It's Gail from wherever you guys saw each other, right? Hey, it's Gail from blank the other night. Want to hear a funny story? ? Should she clarify who she is?
No, that might not help us.
But if you get a random text that just says, hey, blank, want to hear a funny story? I'm not responding to that because I don't know who you are.
If Josh is texting me, hey, Abby, sense. It's Josh. Want to hear a funny story? I'm ignoring that.
No. So, okay. hey, Josh, it's Gail from blank the other night, wherever y'all met. Would you like to hear a funny story?
Okay. I'm texting right now.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
What's it say, babe?
All right. So I wrote, hey, Josh, we met the other day at the brunch. Do you want to hear something funny? This is Gail.
Sure.
Send it on out.
Might be some typo.
That's fine.
No, that's cool.
Josh will understand.
He just makes you human.
If it'll be any faster, maybe we could do this via fax.
Maybe the next one should just be like eggplant emoji.
Yeah, just emojis.
Just get straight to the point.
Faxing tutor.
Two melons, a nose, and an eggplant.
What's up with it?
No response yet.
We could do voice memo tutor.
Oh, yes. There you go. Oh, she could just do voice to text. Why have we never done that?
Oh, no. Good call.
Yes. Good call. Gail,
good call.
We're going to do voice to text on our next one, babe. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Do you know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So if it's taken him this long, you guys might be a perfect match.
Uh-huh. Good call, Abby.
That's what I'm here for.
He said, hey, Gail, remind me who you were.
Again?
I met a lot of people that day.
Okay.
Did you?
All right.
Well, so remind him.
All right. Well, so let's remind him. Well, okay, timeout. Timeout, Raiders. Gail, if he doesn't remember you from 5 years ago, if he doesn't remember you from a few days ago, do you really want to go out with this guy?
No.
Okay.
To be honest with you, if I don't stand out in your head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. That's legit. Yeah,
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, wait a sec. That seems...
Why?
It seems quick. Like, he probably was hanging out with a lot of people the other night. He doesn't...
My husband, when I met him, remembered me from a fraternity party 6 years prior that I don't even remember being at. If you are, like, memorable, they will remember you.
Maybe he's just trying to play it cool, though. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't want to seem too eager. Maybe he's actually into Gail. But it's like, oh, just jog my memory just to make sure I've got the right person.
But that's very immature.
What did Bart remember you for, Kristen?
He thought
being
I was
drunk and walking around burping and farting?
Nope. He says I was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen.
Aw, that's lovely.
Was he drunk, too?
Maybe.
So are we going to bail on this guy? Just based on that?
That's my vote. Y'all decide.
I'm with Kristen on this one. But if y'all want to send another text, it won't hurt.
What if we just send the eggplant emoji and then put it to bed? Then we're done.
Hey, what if we just send a selfie?
I ain't mad at that.
From 5 years ago?
From now. Because, I mean, it's her new hair.
All right.
Okay, Gail, do you look cute right now?
Sort of.
Okay, just, girl, take a selfie and send it to him.
Okay.
Don't say anything. Just take a selfie and send it to him.
Yeah, no words.
No words.
No passion.
We're going to take a selfie. Or if you have a cute photo that is easily accessible in your phone, just attach that and hit send. And then we're not going to say anything.
A picture is worth 1,000 words.
That it is.
Which is good because then we'd be here all day.
Yes, we would.
So how long?
He responded, guys.
Okay.
He said, okay, I remember you. How are you?
Okay, that's good.
All right.
All right. It's saved.
Okay, we back in the game.
So now do we come clean with him and say, the funny story is that you and I went out with each other 5 years ago, or we know each other from 5 years ago?
Did he say he wanted to hear a funny story?
No.
Yeah. Because he was like, that memory. So how about you hit him up?
So now you want to hear that funny story?
Be like, yeah. So now hit him back and be like, I'm doing great. So, comma, would you like to hear that funny story?
Okay.
I just don't want you to have to do a lot of work. Like, I want him to show some interest before we keep going down this road. You're welcome for that.
He's asking to hear about the funny story.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You and I went on a date five years ago.
Yeah. Now, should she also attach a picture from 5 years ago? When I looked like this?
No.
No, that seems desperate.
I don't hate that idea.
Let's be clever here, okay? Let's be cute. So we can say, funny story is you and I actually went on a date 5 years ago. How about we follow that up with, do you think it's time for that second date? Question mark.
Mm.
Be a little coy, be a little cute.
I ain't mad at that.
It's going to turn into a tragedy, though, if he says no. It's a sad story.
I was thinking maybe she should say, we went out with each other 5 years ago, but I've had a major glow up.
No, because she was perfectly fine the way she was 5 years ago.
You don't think so?
Well, you don't know that. Again, we don't know his reasoning behind bailing.
Maybe I think she's perfect.
Maybe he likes big noses. This could have been a glow down for him.
Right. I liked you better with the big nose. All right, so what's the best way to go?
What do you think, Gail? Do you just want to keep it at that? You and I actually went on a date 5 years ago. So crazy we ran into each other again. Or do you want to say, you and I actually went on a date 5 years ago. Do you think it's time for that second date? Question mark.
I like the second one.
I like the second one, too.
I like the second one, yeah. Right. Okay.
Let's do it.
So how long were you in the hospital after the cinnamon challenge?
I was only there for like an hour. The doctor wouldn't come in and see me until I got off the phone with the morning show I was on because he didn't want to be a part of our shenanigans.
That guy went to med school and was thinking like, man, I'm going to be at the top of my game. I'm going to be doing operations that are cutting edge. And then you walk into the urgent care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's working at an urgent care in Raleigh, North Carolina, giving a girl a shot of Benadryl in the ass because she did the cinnamon challenge on a radio morning show.
That's hilarious.
Probably spent 12 years at Wake Forest trying to get his degree. And this is what he's stuck with.
I had no response.
That's okay. He's thinking.
Oh, my God.
You hooked us.
We did? Sorry, I don't remember. I think I'll pass on the date.
Really?
Thanks for asking.
Well, I mean, this could have been predicted. I mean, we went out 5 years ago. There was nothing then. So he's like, I don't even know who you are, really. So
what do we do now?
We just got to get out of Dodge.
We got to back out.
Can we just thumbs up the text? Like, not send a thumbs up, but just thumbs up his, like, response.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just thumbs it up, Gail, to let him know you saw it. And we're going to just have to chalk this up as an L, babe.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Josh, happens to the best of us.
Josh doesn't deserve your new face.
Mm-mm.
It's better to know than not know.
For
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Kudos to you, Gail, for shooting your shot.
Yeah.
You got to try.
Yes, exactly.
Good for you. Go find yourself a man that appreciates you.
100%.
You don't need to go back to a guy that 5 years ago that didn't respond back to you and wasn't excited. So go find your new man.
Will do.
Okay. All right, Gail.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It is time to vote for your champion of our Busted Baby Bracket. Busted Baby Bracket is down to its terrible two. My baby going up against Mo's baby.
We here. It's the finals.
You have Conehead baby. I have Melted Gummy baby.
I'm just here for fun.
Yes. So if you want to head to theburtshow.com, yes, we did a bracketed tournament online like we do every year. We took a little bit of a darker approach. I don't know where the darkness comes from, but it came from somewhere. So we had nothing but busted babies in our busted baby bracket. And now we have two of the best going head to head, going cone head to head. And the winner will snag $1,000. So head to theburtshow.com to vote now.
All right, so we have an email from a Burt Show listener that needs a little bit of advice. Her kid is going to a birthday party, but there's a strict gift list that they're being asked to stick to, and she wants to know if that is rude. The email says, I'm the mom of a four-year-old little boy. He has been invited to a birthday party for a friend from school on Saturday. This is the first party outside of family that has been that he's been invited to. By the way, if you don't have kids, once your kids get into the daycare slash preschool circuit, you will get invited to more birthday parties than you can count, because it's just a known fact. If you're in class, you invite the class. So be prepared for your weekends to get eaten up by birthday parties. she goes on, well, something on the invitation seemed strange to me. However, before I get worked up and too annoyed, I want to hear from other moms of young kids. I'd like to know if this is common. On the invitation, there was a link to an Amazon wish list. The invitation said, gifts are appreciated. However, we kindly ask that you stick to this list. I find this incredibly rude. I know that registries are common for baby showers and weddings, but that feels different to me. For one, these are usually gifts given to help obtain the needed items for a new household or a new baby. But when it comes to just buying toys for a little kid, it seems incredibly rude to insist that guests purchase specific items. I'm very tempted to tell the mom how rude this comes across and tell her that my son will not be attending. Am I wrong? Would you like one of the resident moms to go first real quick?
Yeah, I'm not free to speak. Because I feel like whatever opinion I have is going to be wrong.
Same.
I'm going to tell you, Burt Show, I know you're a Burt Show listener, and so I'm going to try to be somewhat nice about this, but I personally believe you are wrong. I would not tell this mom how rude this comes across. If anything, as a busy working mom whose kid gets invited to a significant amount of birthday parties, the people that he's close to, I wouldn't expect this. A fellow classmate, I actually would be thrilled. I have no idea what toys this kid has, she or he has in their household. More than likely, I'm going to buy something that they already have. So the fact that you gave me a list and I can just go on there and dump something into my Amazon cart and call it a day, God bless you for making my job as a mom easier. I don't think this is rude at all. If anything, I think this is extremely helpful. And 10 out of 10 recommend other parents doing this.
Also, it might be an instance where maybe they don't want their kids to play with plastic toys. Like, maybe they're trying to be sustainable. Maybe they don't want toys that make a lot of noise because someone else in the family is sensitive to it. Like, you don't know what else is going on in the home. So if there's a recommended list, like Kristen said, it makes it easier for you. It cuts down on dupes and you're respecting the family's wishes. Like, I don't understand. This isn't hard. This isn't something to be upset about.
I've always struggled with gift giving. So, I mean, this would be helpful for me if I were going to a party. I wish everyone would do this because I don't want to waste my money. So it's not like they're forcing you to bring a gift, but they're at least setting up to where you don't have to waste your money if you want to.
Dude, full disclosure, I do this for my family, for Jimmy. I did it for his birthday, and I also do it for Christmas because they don't know what we bought throughout the year because we live here. Our family lives states away. So we send each other. I get Amazon wish list for my niece and nephews. They get a wish list for Jimmy, and it just makes it easier on everybody.
I also just feel like it lowers down on waste. Like if you get a kid that a present he's never going to use, I'm sure the parent doesn't want to have some toys sitting around the house that they're never going to use or that they have to throw away. And also I think it could be like a financial thing as well. Like maybe your kid is asking for 10 things for their birthday and maybe you don't have the funds to be able to get them those 10 things on their list, but this is a way that you can be able to get that for them and give them the presents that they're hoping for and wanting for. So I don't see how this is rude. The only reason that it might be a little rude is if there's not anything within a certain price point. I know people are trying to stick to certain budgets with kids' birthday parties, but other than that, I think this is easy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here for anything that's going to streamline and make my job easier and take some stuff off my to-do list. But listen, if it's really bothersome to you, then I just don't get him a gift. But don't keep your son from the birthday party just because you think an Amazon wish list is rude. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sydney, you're taking a different stance.
I am, definitely. I think it is extremely rude. I feel like it takes the fun away from the kids. They get to go out and go to Target, go to Walmart, pick it out, and give it to the kid, and it's fun. It, I mean, it takes the fun out of it.
Oh, see, God bless you, because I, every birthday party I've gone to, I've literally purchased every gift off of Amazon. Jimmy and I, but maybe that's because he's only three, but we've never gone and like actually picked out a gift for somebody. But you do that with your kids?
We do. And it's just so much fun to see the kids open it and they can relate to it. And then they're so excited to see them open it. So, you know, I really think it just takes the fun away. And I mean, really, I think it's rude. I don't like it. It just takes it all away.
Okay. Well, I'm still team convenience.
take the thinking out of it for me.
Hey, if you liked what you just heard, give us 5 stars. If you didn't, Mama always said, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
The Bert Show.
All right, here's your entertainment buzz with Abby.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Beyoncé's new album, Cowboy Carter, is a bit of a group effort, if you will. I mean, if we want to call it a group project, Beyoncé is like the A-plus student that's carrying the team on her back. But there are some really awesome people that are also featured on this album that I wanted to make sure we gave them a shout out. So Linda Martell is featured on the album, and she made history in 1969 when she became the first Black female singer to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. She received multiple standing ovations that night, but then afterwards her record label dropped her. So she's featured on one of my favorite tracks off the album. It's called Spaghetti. That was actually the first one I tuned into because I was like, why does Beyonce have a song called Spaghetti on here? And turns out it's just like an absolute banger. Beyonce also features an artist called Willie Jones and also an artist called Shaboozy, and they have tons of fans in Nashville because they mix country and hip hop together. Obviously Dolly Parton's featured on the album. One of her other children, Rumi Carter, is featured on this album. She was like, yeah, Blue Ivy can't be one of my only kids with a Grammy. We gotta get Rumi on here too. Willie Nelson's featured on here, Post Malone, Miley Cyrus, and a little known fact, Taylor Swift is backing vocals on a track called Bodyguard, which is about having a very high profile relationship. So for all my Swifties out there, you'll probably like thinking about Travis Kelce when you hear the song.
Yeah, so as I've been listening to the album in studio, I came across the song, I think, Just for Fun with Willie Jones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really, really good. Tommy?
So, Katie was blown away by this fact, so I'll share it with you. You were asking why would she have a song called Spaghetti on there?
Mm-hmm.
There's a such thing as spaghetti westerns. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to the music within that, it's got spaghetti western music mixed into the thing. So
that's so interesting. Yeah. Well, thanks for the tidbit of information, because I thought it was just like a callback to that Instagram photo she posted where she was eating spaghetti on her private plane.
Nope, she's a genius.
She really, the amount of thought process that goes into every minute detail, you can tell this was very thoughtful. This was very curated. This was just, I mean, all of her projects are passion projects. And something I had said as I'm sitting here listening to the album, and when you hear like, you know, Cowboy Carter and country album, that's what it really is, covering a multitude of genres here as you're listening to each song. And I love it because the country songs, Beyonce didn't bend to country. She had country bend to her. Like, she's not coming in with like this twangy, like your typical quintessential country twangy voice or whatever. This is Beyonce singing, and it has a little bit of country flair to it. And it's just, so far, I can't speak highly enough of it. It's just so well done.
Yeah, and she released a press release all about her inspirations behind this. She talked about some of the movies that she had on in the background while she was recording it. Killers of the Flower Moon was one of them. But she also talked about her upbringing in Houston, how she loved going to the Houston Rodeo and seeing the diverse crowd there. So I really hope that the Houston Rodeo takes note of how much people are loving this album and give her a chance to perform at this event that clearly had a huge impact on her and her music career. And then I would want to fly out to Houston and see Beyonce at the rodeo, because I know it would be such an incredible performance.
And like, music is fun and supposed to evoke emotion, which she does, but also at the time, I love that she's like, it is intentional, but it's not forced. Her music is also educational. Like, you learn something through, like, the artist that she has partnered up with, the lyrics, the songs, like, all of it. Like, you actually walk away from this album having learned something.
Yeah, it's very clear that she took the 5 years that she said that she did to create this album. Mm-hmm. And like you said, there's so much thought and intentionality in everything that she's done. All of the artists that she's chosen to feature, all of the covers that she's chosen to have on there feel very, very chosen and intentional and tell the story of the album. And one of the coolest parts about this is that, you know, there's 27 items on this album. So if you go to stream it and you listen to it from start to finish, it's cyclical. So you'll listen to the last track, and then when it starts from the beginning, it flows into the next, into the first track of the album. So it's a masterclass in storytelling, how she starts things, the way that she ends it. We learned that in my reporting class in college. It's called circular storytelling. And to me, if this album does not win album of the year already, like not even knowing what's going to come out later this year, and I say this as a Taylor Swift fan because she's dropping an album in a month, this already to me is worthy of getting Beyonce that album of the year at the Grammys, and I think it'd be well deserved, and it would be
long overdue
is the word that I'm looking for. So shout out to Beyonce. This has been such an incredible album. You did what you set out for. Rent was due, and it has been paid twice over. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
How did your toddler injure you? Somebody on the Burt Show, their significant other has suffered an injury courtesy of their toddler. So in order to make them feel a little bit better, share your story. 1-855-BIRCHSHOW, 855-237-8746. Cass, what did your adorable toddler do to your husband, Chad?
I'm an awful wife because when my husband told me the story, I roared with laughter because it was so ridiculous. So we've all been hurt by our kids. Hazel, my daughter, actually scratched my eye when she was a baby and I had to wear an eye patch for a while. But my husband was talking about our son, Max, who's two. And as a gift, they got some of these. They're called Magna Tiles. And they're essentially flat pieces of plastic in the shapes of squares and triangles that have magnets in them. So they click together and you can build little houses and stuff out of them. It's like playing with geometry. And they're really cool and really fun to use. Well, he was playing with two of them while sitting on my husband's lap. And the magnet tiles were on his chest. Remember, they have magnets with them and my toddler's playing with them. And for some reason, Max takes one and puts one on the left and puts one on the right. And they go whoop, together. And they pinched Chad's nipple. I heard the scream from the other room and I run in. I'm like, what's wrong? What happened? He goes, Max just pinched my nipple. And all I could do was laugh my butt off. Because the idea, and Max is just grinning like an idiot because he thinks it's so funny. And I was like, some of this stuff I feel like needs to come with warnings on how the adults, like Legos, if you step on a Lego.
Yeah. That's painful.
No pain, especially when it's like nighttime and you're just stomping along and then you step on one. Oh my God, I have done that so many times. But just listening to him, I'm like, did you really? You're a 44-year-old man and you just got taken down by two children's plastic toys? Is that what just happened? And it's what happened.
Yeah. So it's, thank you for the warning because Jimmy just got those for his birthday.
They're so much fun though.
Yes. And I'll make sure Bart knows not to let Jimmy play with them on his chest so he doesn't.
It wouldn't take
a nipple, but they would get stuck in his chest hair. Yeah, Bart, I think the only time that Jimmy has inflicted pain on him, he's actually accidentally been hit in the nads before. Which I think is, because I mean, kids, they're at that level. And so it's very easy. Like he'll run and he'll like, and it's cute because he's hugging him, but his head, like he literally headbutts him right in the junk.
Ouch.
So I totally forgot I do this. So I have a tummy. And so I let my daughter bounce off it. It's just a funny game we play where she like runs in and bounces off it because it's soft. And honestly, it's kind of a way to get her used to other bodies and how they look and that it's not a bad thing to have a belly. My husband's a lot taller than me and she runs into my belly pretty hard. And it's funny. It's soft. She did it to him. And the level of his nads is like where my belly would be, like, because he's taller. So she ran head first into his nads and basically punched him so hard he had to double over in pain. And Hazel's like, what's wrong, Daddy? I'm like, Daddy's just not feeling well, honey. You can only play that game with Mommy.
No, that's when you got to tell him you can't do a nut shot, man. Like, that's like, you tell them, Dad's got these parts and that you have to be protective of them.
That. Listen, that is a pain that you cannot explain.
You're a better wife than I am. I'm not telling that. Look, that was a weapon I will yield at some point when I need to.
Whenever I go somewhere, I feel obligated to let people know. I have bruises all over the inside of my right thigh, right? And they're like these tiny, I mean, and there are a ton of them. And it's because Jimmy likes to sit in my lap and he takes his toes and he digs them into my thigh.
Like a cat, like kneading?
So, yeah, because they're his sticky toes and he likes to stick his sticky toes into my lap. Look, are you writing some
stuff? This is really great for my lips.
So whenever I, like, if I go to the doctor, if I go get a massage, whatever, I have to let them know I have a significant amount of bruises on the inside of my thighs, and it's because my three-year-old, he likes to crawl on top of me and dig his toes into my lap.
Doesn't hurt?
No, I bruise really easily.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just the inside of my thighs are just black and blue from where he crawls all over top of me and just digs his little toddler toes into me. All right, Melissa, welcome to the show. How did your toddler injure you?
Well, she didn't injure me. She injured my husband.
Perfect.
He would always have her lay on his legs. Like, she'd be on her back. And they always had this thing where her chest and, you know, they'd play. And one day, I guess she just decided to take a nice little kick and busted out his front tooth.
Knocked his teeth out?
Knocked out his front tooth?
Yeah, she was only a year and a half when she did it. And I was like, I thought he was playing, honestly. I thought he was. And then he opened his mouth, and I was like, oh, that's not good.
Well, I wasn't expecting to have a winner, but congratulations, you're the winner.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hopefully he got his teeth fixed.
Oh, could you imagine losing a tooth?
That's not a good day.
Oh, that makes my teeth hurt just thinking about it.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's try to get the phones going. Tell me you're on your period without telling me you're on your period. Listen. A lot of us have been there. You get a little emotional. You might slightly overreact. It's okay. 1-855-BERT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. So we're going to wait for the phone lines to get going. And while we do that, we need to tackle this email. This is adult content, so here's your kid warning. But a BERT SHOW listener is hitting us up because he's heard about the guy and the woman that she wants to send to Vegas to fulfill this fantasy, right? Because he wants to do something that's outside of her comfort zone. So it's kind of in that vein, but slightly different. And it's kind of a philosophical question. Mo's got the email.
Over the course of a couple of segments, you have been speaking with a woman who was considering sending her husband to Vegas to live out some of his kinkier porn fantasies. While you had been questioning what those kinkier acts are, and we are fairly emphatic that you yourself would never do them, would that decision change if you knew that your partner had already done them before with someone else? Here's my scenario. My wife and I met in college and have been together for over 20 years. Both of us have only ever played piano with each other, but both of us certainly had some experience with others, though her slightly more than me. In that time, with one boyfriend in particular, she was fairly creative, per his request, and there are things I know he was into in which she indulged.
Again, I want to reiterate. Kid warning.
Wee wee.
Continue.
One of these things was one that you mentioned during this segment as something you'd never do, which we will call the lemonade experience.
Oh, like he has Beyonce in the background or something?
No. I think so, sure.
Something like that.
Here's my dilemma. I have expressed on multiple occasions that I wanted to expand our creativity in the bedroom, which is always shut down and sometimes vehemently. Oof.
You got
so,
it.
So, I got there.
Hey, listen, we are crawling across this finish line, but we're going to get there.
Yes, believe you me. But I had never been dared to suggest this based off of her reactions to other ideas. Maybe it's the competitive nature in me, but even though she and I have been far more intimate than either of us have ever been with anyone else, it still bothers me that she felt comfortable enough to be far kinkier with another guy, even if it was more than 20 years ago. To me, though, that kinkiness is a completely different form of intimacy. So beyond competitiveness, it still hurts me inside that she was willing to take her piano playing to another level that she is unwilling to take with me. The result? I'm truly not sure if this is out of personal desire or to one-up other partners. If there is a concert experience that you know your partner has had before, even if you didn't really know if you were into it, would you try it with your partner either to satisfy their curiosity or to give them some level of contentment in knowing that you have done with them everything that they've ever been willing to do with another partner? Unless, of course, that involved true pain or trauma.
That's a doozy of a question.
Uh-huh.
And one, and it can't be answered. I'm like, how did you find out that she did this with a past boyfriend?
You know, like, you get a couple drinks in each other. What did you do? Have you ever tried this before? I mean, they've been together for 20 years.
I know they've been together for 20 years. I've been with my now husband for 17. We have never disclosed our sexual escapades with past people.
See, really?
That's smart. I had to learn that lesson the hard way. No. I don't do it anymore, but there was a time when I would ask.
I don't want to know that.
Oh, I'm nosy as hell. I want to know.
I don't want to picture him like that. I don't want to know that. So as far as like how kinky he got in bed, I have absolutely no idea, and I have no desire to know that, and I have no desire to tell him any of the things I did. Anyway, all right, that's another conversation. All right, so I don't think this is coming from a pure place. I think this sounds very competitive in nature, and like he's trying to one up this ex. And people change, people evolve. Maybe you haven't even got the full story, and she kind of maybe felt forced to do that and did something she really honestly didn't want to do. And this is me. I'm mad speculation, all right? I'm just throwing a scenario out there. Maybe it's not something she wanted to do, but she did it. And she actually kind of regrets that she did it. So why would you want to force her to do something she never really wanted to do to begin with?
Yeah, I get where he's coming from in that living with feeling like your partner was willing to do more with someone else. I can see how that would bother you. But to try to do it just to be in like a competitive type of situation, I just don't think that's going to go well for you. And I would more so probably try to just let that one go as
opposed to
getting involved with it.
Well, something you also have to take into consideration that she was kinkier with this guy 20 years ago. So let's say, I don't know, you guys are in your 40s. I mean, I feel like your sex drive changes a lot from your 20s to your 40s. Like maybe it gets better, maybe it gets worse, or maybe you just get less adventurous because you enjoy vanilla sex. Like that's okay. And I think just
say that.
You can be vanilla. Vanilla can have, you know, some complexities into it, but yes, at the end of the day, it is vanilla. So I think the fact that it's been 20 years probably speaks more to the fact that she might have just been more adventurous in her 20s and just enjoys the simple vanilla intimacy that you two enjoy.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, tell me you're on your period without telling me you're on your period. All right, Lindsay, welcome to The Bert Show. Thanks so much for calling.
Good morning.
Us you're on your period without telling us you're on your period.
So this was a few years back when I was still living at home with my my mom and my stepdad, but I had worked all night. We had gone to Cracker Barrel the day before, and I had half of my country fried steak and my hash brown casserole waiting for me in the fridge, and I opened up that door, and it was gone, and my stepdad had eaten it.
Uh-uh.
I know you guys were talking about this not too long ago,
but
I went off on that man, and bless his heart, and, like, he's passed away since, and, like, I feel bad for it, but he went back to Cracker Barrel and got me a whole new meal.
Aww.
That was nice of him.
So bad.
At least he made up for it.
He did.
That was not deserved on his part, and I do feel a little bit bad for going off the handle on him.
Oh, I'm sure he understood, which is why he went back to the Cracker Barrel and got you another.
I think he did. Well, and we both loved our hash brown casserole, so, like, I know he really wanted it, and it's all good.
Yeah. She said he passed away. I'm like, oh, was it an accident? Uh-huh. Wink, wink.
We have a friend who has a toddler that was being babysat, and it was that time of the month, and she was FaceTiming with said toddler just to check in and see how everything was going. And the babysitter proceeded to tell her that her little boy had learned how to chew gum without swallowing it. And she just lost it, like full blown sobbing, crying that the babysitter had taught him to do something that she hadn't been able to teach him how to do. And it was all because she was just being overly emotional because she was on her period.
That is just not that important of a skill.
But it is, Abby.
Is it?
But it is. Don't you remember teachers telling you, like, if you swallowed your gum, it was going to stay in there for like seven years?
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, is it Tiddly?
Yeah, it's Tiddly.
Kidley, thanks so much for calling. Welcome to the Bert Show. All right, tell us you're on your period without telling us you're on your period.
Well, typically, mostly, always, when I'm on my period, it doesn't matter where I am, who I'm with, who I see. I'm with strangers, what have you, and someone will ask me a question and say, hey, how are you doing? How do you think I'm doing? they'll tell me, you know, I hope you have a great weekend. I'll tell them, I hope yours sucks.
Have the day you deserve.
I will never forget that for as long as I live. All right, Allison, welcome to the Burr Show. Tell us you're on your period without telling us you're on your period.
Okay, so first of all, I've had a partial hysterectomy, so I don't always know when I'm on my period, but I still have a cycle because I still have my ovaries.
Gotcha.
So I know when I'm on my period if I start crying to Disney songs. Mm-mm. So Lin-Manuel Miranda, Triple Little Light Fantastic, I will be sobbing in the car, and I'm like, yes! I will show my light to the world. On my period.
I get you, Allison. I'm right there with you. What's funny is you would think after a while, a woman of my age, you would know like when it's going to come. And I even have a period tracker on my phone, and I still can't keep track of this SOB. It makes no sense to me. Like, my husband has a better gauge of when I'm about to start than when I do.
Really?
Yes. So I was sitting on the couch. And ooh, and even Bert does. Bert called me out because my attitude. I get really annoyed really easily.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, it's for like, it's about 24 to 48 hours. There's one day in particular, everything just rubs me the wrong way. And so I get super annoyed. So Bert called me out for it one day. And then the very next day I started my period, and I wasn't going to get him the satisfaction of having called it, but I ended up coming clean. But no, I was at home watching. I'm getting my toddler into Disney movies and Pixar movies, primarily because I'm tired of watching the same Dino Ranch episode. So I'm like, can we please just watch? So we went and watched all the Toy Stories. Of them, right? And I am sitting there watching Toy Story with my toddler, who really isn't even paying that much attention. And it's the one where Andy goes off to college, mm-hmm. and he gives his toys to the, like, the little girl down the street or whatever. When I tell you the amount of emotion I was feeling watching this friggin' animated cartoon of this kid going to college and leaving his toys behind, and how emotionally wrecked I was, do you think I started my period the next day?
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe you did.
Here's the thing. I don't know if that's a sign that you're on your period as much as it is a testament to how sad the Toy Story movies are. Oh, like, that one came out the year I was going to college. To this day, I refuse to watch it because I know it would emotionally wreck me. Seeing it that year that I was going to college and still as an adult, I will not turn it on.
And then I'm sitting here looking at my three-year-old like, you're going to go to college. I'm like, reel it in, Kristen. Reel it in.
Thanks for listening. Get more Burt Show fix at thebirdshow.com or follow us on social media at The Burt Show.